Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. God gave this command to parents, not governments. Throughout history, tyrants have always targeted the young, requiring them to be educated in government schools. Do they take Proverbs more literally than many believers? Today, a clarion call for parents to face and embrace their obligations. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. In recent days, German authorities have been removing homeschooled children from their parents to ensure that they get the state's version of education. Some moms and dads are fleeing the country to retain their right to educate their kids. One family had to abandon their home and drive to Austria in an RV to be free, and this is in the Germany of 2010. Now, this same kind of oppression was a tool of Hitler in the Germany before World War II. Could history be repeating? Erwin Lutzer has written a wake-up call of a book he's entitled When a Nation Forgets God, Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. He maintains that America is following a path dangerously close to that which led to the rise of National Socialism in Germany. Chapter 5's title is this: Parents, Not the State, Are Responsible for a Child's Training. Pastor Lutzer, what importance did Hitler attach to the education of Germany's youth?
Well, Dave, Hitler regarded the education of young people as exceedingly important. In 1938, he abandoned all home schooling. He forbade it. He made a law against it. I think I should read a quote from Hitler himself. He says, "The youth of today is ever the people of tomorrow. For this reason, we have set before ourselves the task of inoculating our youth with the spirit of this community of the people at a very early age, an age when human beings are still unperverted and therefore unspoiled. This Reich," and remember the word Reich means kingdom or empire, "this Reich stands and is building itself up for the future upon its youth, and this new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take youth and give to youth its own education and its own upbringing." Wow, that takes your breath away. To parents, Hitler calmly said, "Your children belong to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community." In effect, Dave, what Hitler was saying is this, that you parents have the responsibility of feeding the child and clothing the child. You are nurturing the child's body, but the soul of the child belongs to us.
Let me ask you this. Now that he has the schools under his control, what principles were employed to make sure that the youth conformed to his Nazi agenda?
You know, Dave, you and I learn best when it comes to something that really gives us some emotion, when it isn't just simply a bare fact lying out there. And so what he did is he wanted to indoctrinate them in the principles and the ideology of National Socialism in such a way that they would grow up not only knowing about Nazi socialism and its point of view, but being deeply committed to it. I'm now reading a description that was written about Hitler's education system. And it says, "In the selection of teaching materials, teachers should eschew those works which contradict German feelings or paralyze energies necessary for self-assertion. Only approved textbooks, only approved works should be taught." And, you know, this emphasis on attitudes and not just facts, what he tried to do is what happens today in our classrooms, where you have values clarification. Hitler would, first of all, he'd appeal to the desires of young people. He knew that young people, their peers, are so very important to them. So there would be these youth groups, Hitler Youth. And the impression would be given that they would be thinking for themselves. But actually, the curriculum that was adopted was such that the outcome was already known. And Hitler capitalized on the knowledge that young people like to stand against their church, they like to be opposed to their parents, they like to carve their own way. What better way to take these hearts than to make them oppose their church and to disconnect themselves from the authority of their parents and have their hearts given to the Reich?
Well, Pastor Lutzer, are any of these philosophies being implemented in our classrooms?
Oh, exactly. What Hitler wanted to do is to create a false world. It was a world where students were not given the freedom to stand against the prevailing point of view. And that's exactly what happens today in our schools through what is called values clarification. You know, values clarification was invented in order to change the beliefs and the convictions and the moral values of a child. And our values clarification is based on the notion that there are no absolutes. There is no real right and wrong. And so if I could just spend a moment giving the basic principles of value clarification, personal value should be left up to each student and not dictated by the parents or the church. I should pause here and point out that these values are actually going to be dictated by those who teach value clarification, but the impression is that it's up to each student to decide. And then questions are used that solicit open-ended answers so that each child is taught various things and his absolutes, if he has any, are being challenged. And questions are asked such as, would you like to have different parents? Do you think sex education should include techniques for lovemaking, etc., etc.? And so the child is stripped of his previous values, and then there are other steps that follow. The teacher is to tell this child that he must make up his own mind as to what his values will be. And the child must publicly confess these values. The problem is that the outcome is already known in advance because of the curriculum. And because all values are preferences, they are not subject to argument or to be judged by any other authority. Now just think about that. So his parents can't tell him what is right or wrong, the church can't, the Bible can't. Because after all, values are simply preferences. It's like, I prefer one kind of ice cream and you prefer another. Who's going to argue with that? And students are then force-fed the idea that if they still have conflicts in their mind, they must realize that sometimes you can hold contradictions in your mind. With that accomplished, the child is now open to all kinds of beliefs, whether or not it is atheistic evolution, socialism, the normalcy of homosexuality, abortion, euthanasia, and the whole bit. Now that actually is values clarification. And essentially the same kind of techniques, Dave, were used in Nazi Germany.
We're talking about When a Nation Forgets God, a powerful new book by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. The subtitle is this, Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. Pastor Lutzer, obviously textbooks are our key in determining what a child learns. Do we have anything resembling politically correct textbooks these days?
Dave, we sure do. When I was writing this book that we're talking about, there happened to be on TV an hour special on the $10 billion textbook industry here in the United States. I wasn't surprised, but I was deeply grieved because of what I saw and learned. Some textbooks in American history do not mention the Pilgrims, in order that all groups might have equal opportunity. America is presented in negative light as oppressive and capitalistic and a country that has always dominated and has been very, very instrumental in causing problems throughout the world. But a critical point of view is not given to other countries. And then perhaps one of the most shocking things is it mentioned that there were Muslims on the committee. So Islam was presented as a historical fact, but Christianity and Judaism were couched in the language of doubt. Something like this, it is said that Moses received the Ten Commandments. It was believed that Jesus was the Messiah, etc. because of political correctness, because of the desire to include all different religions, all different faiths and cultures, our children today are being indoctrinated. They are being force-fed certain ideas.
Well, Dr. Lutzer, you're painting a pretty grim picture. Now, is this true of all the schools in the USA these days?
Thankfully, it isn't. I'm sure that there are many schools where there is good education going on. There are many schools that are very reasonable in what they teach. I've perhaps painted a very bleak picture, but we need to be aware of the fact that there are schools out there that do teach values clarification, that do have sex education in a very, very unhealthy, detrimental way. Remember this, that there are many educators in the United States who want the soul of your child. They want to cut off your authority as a parent. They want to cut the child off from his church under the guise of saying that children should make up their own minds, not knowing that according to the curriculum, they will make it up in accordance to a predetermined plan. So just beware, it could be happening in your school.
Well, Dr. Lutzer, give us some options. What can parents do to ensure that their kids are shielded from the destructive influences of any government-run school system those kids might be enrolled in?
A couple of things, Dave. Number one, parents need to be sure that they know what their children are being taught. My friend today, if your child is going to a public school and you are uninformed and you are not taking advantage of the opportunities that you have to find out what is being taught, if you are not connecting with the teachers, hopefully many of you will be able to get onto school boards and impact the direction of the school. If you're not doing that, you are a negligent parent, because you have no idea what those children are being taught. Your children probably will not tell you. What you need to do is to connect with your children, most assuredly, but at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to find out what is being taught. Secondly, many of you who are listening will have the opportunity of sending your children to a faith-based school. Maybe your church has a school, or maybe there's a Christian school in your neighborhood, and you have that option. There are also many of you who will homeschool. Now, I don't believe that homeschooling is the only option, but for many, this is very, very important, because the Bible says very clearly that you have the responsibility of teaching your child. Listen to these words of Scripture. "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise." Biblically, the education of the children is in the hands of the parents.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Pastor Lutzer's new book is When a Nation Forgets God: Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. It's a timely resource for all of us as we face the darkening skies in the United States. This book will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. When you received Christ as Savior, you may not have realized all the blessings you now have. Beginning Monday, Erwin Lutzer brings a series called Children of an Awesome God, an amazing look at the inheritance awaiting every believer in the life to come. So join us for Monday's Running to Win. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. God gave this command to parents, not governments. Throughout history, tyrants have always targeted the young, requiring them to be educated in government schools. Do they take Proverbs more literally than many believers? Today, a clarion call for parents to face and embrace their obligations. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. In recent days, German authorities have been removing homeschooled children from their parents to ensure that they get the state's version of education. Some moms and dads are fleeing the country to retain their right to educate their kids. One family had to abandon their home and drive to Austria in an RV to be free, and this is in the Germany of 2010. Now, this same kind of oppression was a tool of Hitler in the Germany before World War II. Could history be repeating? Erwin Lutzer has written a wake-up call of a book he's entitled When a Nation Forgets God, Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. He maintains that America is following a path dangerously close to that which led to the rise of National Socialism in Germany. Chapter 5's title is this: Parents, Not the State, Are Responsible for a Child's Training. Pastor Lutzer, what importance did Hitler attach to the education of Germany's youth?
Well, Dave, Hitler regarded the education of young people as exceedingly important. In 1938, he abandoned all home schooling. He forbade it. He made a law against it. I think I should read a quote from Hitler himself. He says, "The youth of today is ever the people of tomorrow. For this reason, we have set before ourselves the task of inoculating our youth with the spirit of this community of the people at a very early age, an age when human beings are still unperverted and therefore unspoiled. This Reich," and remember the word Reich means kingdom or empire, "this Reich stands and is building itself up for the future upon its youth. And this new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take youth and give to youth its own education and its own upbringing." Wow, that takes your breath away. To parents, Hitler calmly said, "Your children belong to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community." In effect, Dave, what Hitler was saying is this, that you parents have the responsibility of feeding the child and clothing the child. You are nurturing the child's body, but the soul of the child belongs to us.
Let me ask you this. Now that he has the schools under his control, what principles were employed to make sure that the youth conformed to his Nazi agenda?
You know, Dave, you and I learn best when it comes to something that really gives us some emotion, when it isn't just simply a bare fact lying out there. And so what he did is he wanted to indoctrinate them in the principles and the ideology of National Socialism in such a way that they would grow up not only knowing about Nazi socialism and its point of view, but being deeply committed to it. I'm now reading a description that was written about Hitler's education system. And it says, "In the selection of teaching materials, teachers should eschew those works which contradict German feelings or paralyze energies necessary for self-assertion. Only approved textbooks, only approved works should be taught." And, you know, this emphasis on attitudes and not just facts, what he tried to do is what happens today in our classrooms, where you have values clarification. Hitler would, first of all, he'd appeal to the desires of young people. He knew that young people, their peers, are so very important to them. So there would be these youth groups, Hitler Youth. And the impression would be given that they would be thinking for themselves. But actually, the curriculum that was adopted was such that the outcome was already known. And Hitler capitalized on the knowledge that young people like to stand against their church, they like to be opposed to their parents, they like to carve their own way. What better way to take these hearts than to make them oppose their church? and to disconnect themselves from the authority of their parents and have their hearts given to the Reich.
Well, Pastor Lutzer, are any of these philosophies being implemented in our classrooms?
Oh, exactly. What Hitler wanted to do is to create a false world. It was a world where students were not given the freedom to stand against the prevailing point of view. And that's exactly what happens today in our schools through what is called values clarification. You know, values clarification was invented in order to change the beliefs and the convictions and the moral values of a child. And our values clarification is based on the notion that there are no absolutes. There is no real right and wrong. And so if I could just spend a moment giving the basic principles of value clarification, personal value should be left up to each student and not dictated by the parents or the church. I should pause here and point out that these values are actually going to be dictated by those who teach value clarification, but the impression is that it's up to each student to decide. And then questions are used that solicit open-ended answers so that each child is taught various things and his absolutes, if he has any, are being challenged. And questions are asked such as, would you like to have different parents? Do you think sex education should include techniques for lovemaking, etc., etc.? And so the child is stripped of his previous values, and then there are other steps that follow. The teacher is to tell this child that he must make up his own mind as to what his values will be. And the child must publicly confess these values. The problem is that the outcome is already known in advance because of the curriculum. And because all values are preferences, they are not subject to argument or to be judged by any other authority. Now just think about that. So his parents can't tell him what is right or wrong, the church can't, the Bible can't. Because after all, values are simply preferences. It's like, I prefer one kind of ice cream and you prefer another. Who's going to argue with that? And students are then force-fed the idea that if they still have conflicts in their mind, they must realize that sometimes you can hold contradictions in your mind. With that accomplished, the child is now open to all kinds of beliefs, whether or not it is atheistic evolution, socialism, the normalcy of homosexuality, abortion, euthanasia, and the whole bit. Now that actually is values clarification. And essentially the same kind of techniques, Dave, were used in Nazi Germany.
We're talking about When a Nation Forgets God, a powerful new book by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. The subtitle is this, Seven Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. Pastor Lutzer, obviously textbooks are our key in determining what a child learns. Do we have anything resembling politically correct textbooks these days?
Dave, we sure do. When I was writing this book that we're talking about, there happened to be on TV an hour special on the $10 billion textbook industry here in the United States. I wasn't surprised, but I was deeply grieved because of what I saw and learned. Some textbooks in American history do not mention the Pilgrims, in order that all groups might have equal opportunity. America is presented in negative light as oppressive and capitalistic and a country that has always dominated and has been very, very instrumental in causing problems throughout the world. But a critical point of view is not given to other countries. And then perhaps one of the most shocking things is it mentioned that there were Muslims on the committee. So Islam was presented as a historical fact, but Christianity and Judaism were couched in the language of doubt. Something like this, it is said that Moses received the Ten Commandments. It was believed that Jesus was the Messiah, etc. Because of political correctness, because of the desire to include all different religions, all different faiths and cultures, our children today are being indoctrinated. They are being force-fed certain ideas.
Well, Dr. Lutzer, you're painting a pretty grim picture. Now, is this true of all the schools in the USA these days?
Thankfully, it isn't. I'm sure that there are many schools where there is good education going on. There are many schools that are very reasonable in what they teach. I've perhaps painted a very bleak picture, but we need to be aware of the fact that there are schools out there that do teach values clarification, that do have sex education in a very, very unhealthy, detrimental way. Remember this, that there are many educators in the United States who want the soul of your child. They want to cut off your authority as a parent. They want to cut the child off from his church under the guise of saying that children should make up their own minds, not knowing that according to the curriculum, they will make it up in accordance to a predetermined plan. So just beware, it could be happening in your school.
Well, Dr. Lutzer, give us some options. What can parents do to ensure that their kids are shielded from the destructive influences of any government-run school system those kids might be enrolled in?
A couple of things, Dave. Number one, parents need to be sure that they know what their children are being taught. My friend, today, if your child is going to a public school and you are uninformed and you are not taking advantage of the opportunities that you have to find out what is being taught, if you are not connecting with the teachers, hopefully many of you will be able to get onto school boards and impact the direction of the school. If you're not doing that, you are a negligent parent, because you have no idea what those children are being taught. Your children probably will not tell you. What you need to do is to connect with your children, most assuredly. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to find out what is being taught. Secondly, many of you who are listening will have the opportunity of sending your children to a faith-based school. Maybe your church has a school, or maybe there's a Christian school in your neighborhood, and you have that option. There are also many of you who will homeschool. Now, I don't believe that homeschooling is the only option, but for many, this is very, very important, because the Bible says very clearly that you have the responsibility of teaching your child. Listen to these words of Scripture. "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise." Biblically, the education of the children is in the hands of the parents.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Pastor Lutzer's new book is When a Nation Forgets God: 7 Lessons We Must Learn from Nazi Germany. It's a timely resource for all of us as we face the darkening skies in the United States. This book will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. When you received Christ as Savior, you may not have realized all the blessings you now have. Beginning Monday, Erwin Lutzer brings a series called Children of an Awesome God, an amazing look at the inheritance awaiting every believer in the life to come. So join us for Monday's Running to Win.